Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green and Gold Nation is getting ready to go red. Ahead of the big Wisconsin-Notre Dame game at Lambeau this fall, city leaders are throwing a party for fans called the Badger Bash North. The event promises to live up to the hype and memories from the last time the Badgers played at Lambeau Field a decade ago against LSU. The UW Marching Band will make a repeat performance, marching over the Main Street Bridge in a parade through downtown. The Badger Bash North is free and family-friendly. Activities include a bounce house, balloon animals, live music, and a fireworks show over the Fox River. A family football combine features a 40-yard dash, vertical jump, QB toss, and more. The festivities are planned for Saturday, September 3rd. Rescue groups say hundreds of beagles are still inside Ridgeland Farms even after 1,500 dogs were removed. The Blue Mounds facility says it is finalizing arrangements for the remaining dogs. This comes after Ridgeland Farms agreed to surrender its breeding license by July 1st under a settlement tied to animal cruelty allegations. Advocates say they are now focused on rescuing the remaining beagles and targeting other laboratory dog breeders nationwide. The Wisconsin Humane Society recently received about 130 rescue beagles at its Green Bay and Milwaukee campuses. And the first beagle to be put up for adoption had a new owner within an hour and a half. A semi-driver from Antigo is dead after his tractor-trailer crashed on Highway 29 near Bondwell early yesterday morning. Shawnee County deputies say the semi was going west through a construction area when one of its side tires caught a cutout section of roadway, causing the tire to blow. The driver lost control and the semi flipped over into the median. Authorities say the trailer landed in the median and the semi cab came to rest in the eastbound lane with the driver trapped inside. Multiple deputies and first responders answered calls to the scene and found the driver in the cab. He died before he could be transported to a hospital. Deputies identify the driver as a 59-year-old man from the Antigo area but are not releasing his name. Highway 29 was closed for several hours while law enforcement worked to clear the scene. It'll come as no surprise that Packers tickets to Bears games this season are going to be pricey. But get ready to pay record-setting prices if you're set on seeing that oldest rivalry in the NFL firsthand. The average price right now on sites like Ticketmaster for the first Green Bay-Chicago matchup at Lambeau are more than $600. That's the highest non-international regular season game price ever. Four out of the five most expensive games this season will be home games at Lambeau. Tickets to the Cowboys and Vikings games are running close to $500 and $400, respectively, on the secondary market, followed by the Packers game in Chicago and the Bills game at Lambeau. Now keep in mind, though, this is early in the season. Ticket prices can fluctuate as popular teams win or lose. The Packers-Bears tickets, though, are expected to stay about where they are now. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and China could bring relief to Wisconsin farmers who rely heavily on exports. Under the deal, China is expected to purchase large amounts of American agricultural products over the next few years. Soybean growers say they've been selling about half as much to China due to past tariffs, and any increase would be a big help. Ginseng producers say most of their crop still goes to China, but they're also exploring new markets. Some details of the deal, including how much each product benefits, are still unclear. The Republican candidate for governor says he supports an FBI investigation into the 2020 election. Speaking at an event Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany said the probe should continue to determine if there were any problems, and if so, charges should be filed. Multiple reviews, recounts, and court rulings have already confirmed Biden's win in Wisconsin. Tiffany has previously voted to challenge election results in other states and said there were improprieties in 2020. He also says more changes are needed to improve election integrity. And a pair of Wisconsin students are heading to Washington, D.C. for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Cromrie Middle School's Arnav Vempati earned a spot in the national competition after finishing second in the Badger State Spelling Bee. He is reportedly the first student from the Middleton Cross Plains School District to take part in the event. Vempati will be joined by Ethan Robert, an eighth grader from New Berlin Eisenhower, who won March's state competition. The National Spelling Bee starts next Tuesday at DAR Constitution Hall near the White House. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A chance for a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at Wrigley Field, game three of the Brewers and Cubs. The Crew won again last night, 5-2. Jake Bowers with two hits and an RBI. Garrett Mitchell driving in a run. Bryce Terang, a two-run homer in the eighth. And the Brewers starting pitcher, Jake Mizorowski, striking out eight batters and said he was inspired by his teammates.
I saw the guys on the other side doing their job, so it was one of those things that I got to figure out my stuff and do my job on my side.
So the Brewers are now in first place, a half game ahead of Chicago, while the Cubs have now lost four in a row. What's their level of concern?
Well, we got 115 to go, and so they beat us the first two games. They beat us for sure, flat out. We got to come out and try to salvage a game.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny, warmer, and not windy today. We'll get into the upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 60. Overall, headed into a really nice Memorial Day weekend. There may be a few showers, but plenty of sunshine as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.